1. The White Room Student's Soliloquy. The advanced nurturing high school. Right now, in one of the first-year classrooms of this particular school, an extremely crude and entirely low-level class was being held. These students were the same age as me, but they were struggling tooth and nail to solve questions that were so simple they were practically putting me to sleep. I felt like I was an adult that got mixed in together with kindergartners. More than a few times, I had lamented the pointlessness of being educated in this place, and the fact that my time was being wasted. And during those times, a certain person came to mind. Just thinking of that person caused hatred to burst from the depths of my heart, reminding me of the reason I had to be here. Sure enough, I felt strength flow into my right hand, which was gripping my tablet. Ayanokochi Kiyotaka. When did I first learn that name? I wondered. I tried to remember, but it was difficult to recall the exact date. However, I was certain it had been etched into my memory for as long as I could remember. There wasn't a single person studying in the White Room who didn't know that name. And why was that? Because he was simply better than any other student there, of any age, from any point in time. Because no one could surpass the fourth-generation student, Ayanokochi Kiyotaka. As a result, Ayanokochi Kiyotaka was held up as the perfect specimen. That one single child had an enormous impact on the White Room, and we, the fifth generation, were probably the most affected. It was said that he always got high marks, no matter how tough the curriculum was. But the same was true for me. I continued to get outstanding results among the fifth generation students. I had continued to prove that I was a genius, superior to everyone else. And yet, I had never once been praised for my genius. I don't think I really need to explain the reason why. The cold-hearted words that came out of my instructors' mouths were always the same. Ayanokochi Kiyotaka from last year was far more remarkable. No matter how much effort I put in, no matter how outstanding my performance, I could never be recognized. All I ever got were commands instructing me to try and catch up to someone who was like an unreachable god. Some of the people studying in the same room as me even worshipped the deified Ayanokochi Kiyotaka. How pathetic. The people in the White Room were being trained to be the best of the best. But now, they were abandoning that goal. There was absolutely no way people like that could survive all the way to the end in the White Room. And sure enough, they ultimately fell by the wayside, not earning so much as a scornful chuckle from me. But that didn't mean there were never times when I felt weak myself. Although I didn't worship him, I had my suspicions that the person known as Ayanokochi Kiyotaka didn't actually exist, but that he was a fictional character created to inspire us. I guess my instructors were able to see right through those feelings of mine. One day, I was taken by my instructors to one of the observation rooms used by outside visitors. It was there that I first saw Ayanokochi Kiyotaka with my own two eyes, albeit through a two-way mirror, and confirmed that he was real. He had no way of knowing that he was being watched. His performance was amazing, though he was entirely disinterested by it. Even now, I remembered how my body unconsciously started trembling just at the sight of him. However, if you were to ask if I felt as though I had just seen a god, I would have strongly denied it. He wasn't a god. He was someone to be resented. Worship was out of the question. Hatred was precisely the emotion necessary to inspire us. Yes, it was hatred that caused me.